If you're interested in enhancing your leadership and work-life harmony, evolving your life professionally and personally, this podcast is for you. Welcome to the You Evolving Now podcast with Andre Young. Hi, I'm Andre Young, and welcome to the You Evolving Now podcast. This week, I want to share with you a leader's ingredients. The four ingredients that go into you enhancing your life, lifestyle, leadership, and work-life harmony, and also that of those on your team and your organization or company as a whole. One of the first ingredients is talent. So many times, I see people that may have the talent but lack the ambition, or their ambition outweigh their talent. Either way is an issue. So first things first, enhance your talent. Do you have the skills, the ability, the knowledge to do what you want to do? And whether that's being the CEO, whether it's being the project manager, whether it's getting that raise, whether it's earning a position on a team, do you have the talent? Not only do you have the talent that you believe will get you what you want, does it match what the organization, team, boss, employees need you to have? Once you decide to marry both of them, that's how winning starts to happen and leadership starts to happen. So number one is talent. And there's some ways to enhance your talent. We all walk around with this device in our pocket that we can Google information, YouTube information, listen to podcasts endlessly. However, not many of us use it on a consistent and evolving basis. Typically is for entertainment. You want to enhance your craft, your knowledge. Google something about your craft, your talent. Watch something about it. Listen to podcasts about it. Do something about it on a consistent basis to raise your value. I once had a friend say something to me that I will never forget and always use. He said, if you constantly raise your value higher than your customer's stack of money, you'll always be okay. Always be working to raise your talent and your value. You will always be okay. The next ingredient is work ethic. Once you have the talent, you can't stop, because things change, the world change, you change, people change, what their needs are and how they want to receive what you have to offer may change. So don't become a dinosaur. Have work ethic. One of the saddest things is to see is someone's talented, but they have no work ethic. Do something about your talent, your craft, on a consistent basis. Look how you can serve, not just do, and do it consistently. I recently took my son, who's a quarterback, and we went to the field to practice throwing. There were a bunch of kids that were out there playing football. And he looked at them and said, you know, I like to play with them. And I said, son, that's great. Let's create harmony in that. I want you to be a kid. I want you to go over with your friends and play. Let's look at it from the other way around. They're playing. You're working. They enjoy playing football. You are a football player. They're going to learn from you. Oh, we're playing. He's working. This is why he is as good as he is. Because when we're playing, he's working. Maybe some of them saw that. And also creating that balance so he can go play and be a kid. So create that work ethic in your life. Get caught being great. And it's amazing what you will do for you, your leadership and life and lifestyle, and also what you may subliminally do for other people. Once people have this talent and this work ethic, it's now time to get some extra coaching. You know, I sat with a gentleman by the name of Mark Owens a while back, And he said something and showed me something that was so powerful. He asked me, and I'm going to ask you right now, to raise your hand. Is it raised? If so, now raise it higher. That right there is coaching. Most of us will only go to our level of raising their hand. It takes, as a leader, you implementing mentors, extra trainings, things in your life that will allow you to have somebody say, raise it higher. And it's amazing. People always do. They raise it higher. So for you as a leader, professionally or personally in your life, are you willing to receive more coaching, mentorship, trainings, conferences? As you are building leaders, are you willing to put trainings, conferences, allowing your people to raise their value so you're not the only voice telling them to do so? Next is opportunities. People have talent. They've given you work ethic. You've given yourself work ethic. You've taken on coaching. You've provided coaching. Well, now it's time to provide opportunities. It would be a shame to get great and have no opportunity to use it. So if you, when you decide to do this and add these ingredients to your life, new opportunities will abound. Hopefully it's where you are, and maybe it comes with a new position, more responsibility, that raise, or whatever it is that you're deeming a success. Perhaps it's not. To be honest, sometimes there's not enough opportunity to go around on a team or in an organization when people are all getting better at the same time. It's one promotion available, but there are 7 great people that have earned it. Be sure that when you've earned it, you are continuously repeating these ingredients. When you are the one that has not earned it, you have a couple of options. You can be positive, understand the situation and why it wasn't you, continuously building so you don't become a negative cog in the system, and awaiting another opportunity down the line. Perhaps you're tired of waiting and you're saying, I gotta move on. You move on in a positive and thankful and grateful nature so you can get that letter of recommendation and then take your talents on somewhere else, creating a win for that new company that's going to get you, that new team that's going to get you, and opening up a great spot for somebody to be of value for where you just left. When you're in a professional position of leadership, please understand that you will not be able to keep every great person, and that may have nothing to do with loyalty, everything to do with opportunity. There's so many opportunities at people's fingertips. When they go, allow them to go. Be grateful that they're going and being excited about it. This allows your organization, your team, to become a gold standard on the resume. People say, oh, you came from there? We love people that have come from there. Whether it's the New England Patriots, whether it's your company, no matter where it is, we love people who have come from there because they put out great people. And the other people in the world know it, so they want to come to you. So don't be afraid to lose the great, as long as you have provided that coaching and that opportunity. See, this is one of the pitfalls that teams and organizations fall into. And they say, well, when the person has the talent, and they have the work ethic, and there are emerging stars. Or maybe it's our kids. When they have the talent and they display the work ethic, then I'll do more. Then I'll get them the extra coaching and mentorship. Then I will provide opportunities. This is an important note to catch. In today's world, I'm going to implore you to start by giving the coaching, giving the opportunities, not only to your emerging stars and those that are showing the talent and work ethic that you want. Give it to everybody, making sure everybody within your organization, your team, your household has an opportunity to get great. That sometimes will spark somebody willing to evolve their talent, willing to provide more work ethic. so I know it goes against what we know. Once they show, then you'll do. I'm suggesting you do, then they show. And if they don't show enough, then they have to go. Try it that way, enhancing your leadership, work-life harmony, life and lifestyle, and also enhancing their leadership, work-life harmony, lifestyle. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that this resonated with you. Thank you for letting me spend some time with you today. Check out youevolvingnow.com. That's Y-O-U, evolvingnow.com. And I look forward to connecting with you and being of value and impact for your organization, for your leaders, employees, and teams. Guys, until next time, enjoy your evolution. I hope today's podcast resonated with you, allowing you to enhance your leadership and work-life harmony. If you like this, you're going to love everything at youevolvingnow.com. That's Y-O-U, evolvingnow.com. I look forward to being of value and of impact to your organization, to your leaders, your employees, your teams, and you. Enjoy your evolution.